Our classes for free. Visit selfdefenseguns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning as our special guest we have Lynn Marzulli. He's been with us before.
Can't hear him at all.
He's an ordained minister. He has actually given up his full-time job, which he had, and is spending his time now trying to sound the alarm about what's going on. There are supernatural forces at work within our society that point to a coming cataclysmic event. Now, to the average individual, that sounds, oh, well, supernatural forces. I mean, who cares? You know, I'm concerned about, well, the Super Bowl is coming up this weekend, and who's going to win, the Saints or the Patriots? Patriots are playing anyway, of course. Peyton Manning will be there, and I guess it's Baltimore Colts. Anyway, as we see really important things like, of course, the saga of Tiger Woods, most people are really not concerned about the fact that we're fighting a major war in Afghanistan, have almost a quarter of a million people in Afghanistan between the contractors and the soldiers, and quarter of a million people were fighting Al-Qaeda, and they got about 100 people there, at least, according to General James Jones, according to Congressman Ron Paul, according to 60 Minutes, 100 people in Afghanistan, and we've got a quarter of a million people there. Can you explain why we're really fighting in Afghanistan? Are we fighting to bring democracy to Afghanistan, a country that doesn't want democracy, that is built upon a system of warlords? It really doesn't quite make sense. And then what about all this saber-rattling going over there, and Ahmadinejad is threatening to retaliate if they're attacked, and how Iran, if they are attacked by Israel and the United States, will retaliate? Well, you'd expect them to do that, but why all this saber-rattling over there? Does this foretell something terrible lying ahead? After all, does Iran have nuclear weapons? Are they trying to build nuclear weapons? How is a second-rate nation like Pakistan ever able to develop the nuclear bomb? When you ask these questions, people really don't want to address the questions because there's no logical answer. There must be a real reason for it. Well, Lynn has done some amazing work. Lynn Marzulli has done some amazing work on a number of different subjects. His latest book, Alien Interviews, are interviews with people who studied the alien abduction phenomenon. And then, of course, his previous books, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, points directly to the point that there is a supernatural element behind so much of what's going on within the political spectrum of America. Lynn, thanks so much for being with us today. Thanks for really caring about our Lord, about our nation.
Well, Dr. Shannon, thanks for having me here. And could you please ask your producer to turn you up so I can hear you? I can barely hear what you're saying.
Well,
thanks for having me on.
Hopefully my producer will adjust the dials there. But why don't you tell our listeners about your work, about your book, about your concerns?
I'd love to.
Go ahead.
Basically, Dr. I'm getting some feedback here. Live radio, you gotta love it. I wrote Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, which is the book that really came out of the research for the Nephilim Trilogy. The Nephilim Trilogy, the first book, The Nephilim, was published by Zondervan Publishing House, 1999, and the last book, The Revealing, was published in 2005 by Zondervan, and the first two books hit the CBA bestseller list. But I had all this information, and what I realized is that most people sort of poo-poo fiction. I mean, they'll sit down with a book and read it because it's a nice yarn, it's a story and the characters, and that's all well and good, but most people don't look at a fictional work as being based on or some of the research. A good overview of this, let's say, is Dan Brown. Unfortunately, it works the other way. With his book, A Da Vinci Code, people believe that this real stuff really existed. Well, it worked just the opposite with my work in Nephilim. A lot of people wouldn't even access it, specifically in the UFO community, the exopolitics community, and really people in the church, you know, looked at it as a yarn, but that was it. So Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural came out of all that research, years and years of research that went into the Nephilim Trilogy. And what it brings the reader back to a quote, and the quote simply is this: the present political landscape is in direct correlation to supernatural events that happened in some cases millennia ago. And what that, you talk about this all the time, Dr. Stan, what this is showing us is that supernatural events have happened in the past. And there are those people who would say, well, they're not happening anymore. And yet what we see all around us is exactly the opposite. We see supernatural events happening overtly, for instance, with the burgeoning UFO phenomenon. And these aren't one or two sightings per month. These are now in the hundreds, literally, sometimes as high as 500 different sightings from all over the world per month. Ongoing cattle mutilations, which have been continuing for decades. The law enforcement in our country has never brought any of these perpetrators to justice. There's never been any charges, to the best of my knowledge, filed against anyone for these cattle mutilations. And, of course, these are very grisly, very graphic, where sex organs or tongues or eyes are cored out with laser precision. In most cases, many cases, the body is drained of blood of these calves or cows or horses. There's no footprints around, the coyotes won't get near it, the cattle stays away from it, and on it goes. There's also certain anomalies found around in the dirt and the soil and the grass and the plants around the carcass. The people have seen strange lights, diamond craft, UFOs. There's actually a YouTube, whether it's real or not, it's hard to say, but they show a UFO abducting a cow. You actually see the cow coming up into the belly of a ship. We've got crop circles. Granted, some of them are created by people. There's no disputing that. However, the real crops, where the crops are interwoven together, and when you see one of those, I've seen pictures, I've never been in one, it is just mind-blowing. I mean, it's like strand after strand, and it's very intricate weave. It's a weave. It's not stomping the stalks down. It's an intricate weave, and the stems are not broken. They're bent. And of course we see these incredible shapes all through this. So not only that, but we've got people who claim to be abducted.
Lynn, we'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Network, our guest, of course, is Lynn Marzulli. Lynn, go ahead and pick the story up.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Appreciate it. Well, just before the break, we were talking about the whole idea of alien abductions, and I realize that some of your listeners out there just hopefully didn't turn the radio off when they said that. And again, look, if this was only happening to one or two people, I wouldn't be writing about it. But what we see, there are literally thousands of people who have come forward. One of the people that I interviewed in the Alien Interviews book, which is the book that came after Politics and Prophecy and the Supernatural, and that was written specifically for the skeptic, for the people that no matter how much evidence you throw at them, they roll their eyeballs and they won't look at it. There are five PhDs, Dr. Stan, who come on the record in the Alien Interviews, and what they tell are very chilling accounts of, you know, direct encounters with these so-called extraterrestrials, which are no more than fallen angels, in my opinion, masquerading as such. But to get back on point, Joe Jordan was not a believer, did not believe in Yahshua or Jesus as his savior, did not have any idea fallen angels and what I talk about in both of these books and the Nephilim and all that. He had no idea, no clue as to what was going on. And when he began to, he was actually a MUFON case investigator, and when he began to talk to so-called abductees, he was stunned when he learned that one person stopped his abduction by calling out to the name of Jesus. And since then, he's interviewed 300 people on record, and that's a lot of people. That's just one man, 300 people. And he's led these people out of the abduction phenomena that they've been involved in, and they've been able to stop their phenomena. Now, this is sort of a cover-up in the UFO community. They don't want to talk about this because it immediately points away from the extraterrestrial, the good ET, the idea that we were somehow genetically created by them and that they're back now at this critical juncture in human history. And it points to the fact that these creatures are interdimensional, that they actually act like fallen angels slash demons, and that this has been, we're warned actually of this, we're told very specifically, not only from Jesus himself, but certainly in other scriptures, that in these days, the days that we are living in, when the Son of Man returns, will be like the days of Noah, which begs the question, what differentiates those days? And of course, that's the dwelling, that's the manifestation of the fallen angels on the planet. It's exactly what we're seeing. So the supernatural is manifesting all around us. The problem is most people, first of all, won't examine the evidence. They won't look at the evidence. The Alien Interviews, Dr. Stan, which I know you carry on your website, examines the evidence. We've got three people that talk about abductions. Dr. Jacobs, Karina Sables, who, by the way, is an abductee. Her interview is very chilling. Joe Jordan, whom I just mentioned. We talk about the Stephensville lights. That was a manifestation that happened in Stephensville, Texas, just a couple of years ago. Ricky Soles was an eyewitness to the account. He was deer hunting. He was back in the woods. He looks up and sees this huge, unbelievable craft over his head, directly overhead. that as far as he could see in all directions, he could not see the edge of it. We're talking a craft that was at least a mile wide, floating just above the treetops. Excuse me. We also interviewed Whitney White Ashley, who's a reporter in Stevensville. She brings a whole different dynamic to the mix, to the interview, in the sense that she interviewed and talked to a lot of witnesses who were very reticent about coming forward because of the ridicule that's associated with the phenomena. And this is why I say, while we may, I'm constantly talking about this in interviews and in the book, while we may disagree as to what the cause of the phenomena is, we can agree that it is real, it is burgeoning, and not going away. Christians need to take the blinders off. The church needs to take the blinders off and sort of get out of the pews, do some research, do some homework, and realize that we are, this phenomena is not going away. It's burgeoning. We talk about cattle mutilations. Chuck and Stan Moser had a ranch up in Oregon, and they talk about the first time that they actually saw their first mutilated cow and what it was like. Very chilling account. Dr. Roger Lear, a surgeon, comes in with alien implants, and I think, Dr. Stan, you may have him on your show in the hopefully in the not-too-distant future. But he was a complete and utter skeptic in this stuff, didn't believe in it, walked out of the room, didn't want anything to do with it, and he was coerced to come back and at least operate on this so-called implant in this person, and lo and behold, he found an implant, and the nerve endings were wrapped around it. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. He, since that time, has done 16 removal of these things and had them tested and had the metal tested. Some of the metal shows signs of nanotechnology. Dr. Jesse Marcel Jr. comes on the record. Of course, that's Jesse Marcel Sr. His father actually handled the wreckage from the Roswell debris in 1947, the Roswell crash in 1947. Marcel's family has been literally through the ringer. They have been castigated, ridiculed, called quacks. His father was called someone that had no, you know, complete, his whole career was sort of put in question because, according to the official story, Marcel Sr., who mistook this so-called UFO for what it really was a weather balloon that crashed. And, of course, Marcel didn't know the difference. And Jesse Marcel Jr., who I've interviewed for the alien interviews, makes it very clear that this is an absolute preposterous accusation on the part of Marcel's critics, that he wouldn't know the difference between a weather balloon. Marcel handled these things, was trained in these things. What crashed in 47 was certainly something much different than the official explanation. And, you know, Jesse Marcel Jr., now this is decades later, maintains the story. It's just a chilling account, fascinating account. Retired Major George Filer comes in. We interviewed him. He has a he was an eyewitness, actually chased one in a fighter jet, and this, of course, made a believer out of him. In other words, once you see one up close and personal and you realize that something is manifesting in the skies, it moves us to the next question. What are we looking at, and what paradigm fits the phenomena? I'll give you one more. Dr. Lynn Katai, the Phoenix Lights, and, of course, this happened a number of years ago, called the Phoenix Lights. These lights were in the sky over Phoenix, Arizona. They were seen by thousands of people. It was not weather balloons. The manifestation made no noise. Hundreds of witnesses came forward. A huge boomerang-shaped craft flew over Phoenix. Fife Symington, who was the governor of Phoenix, of Arizona at the time, came forward a number of years later. Actually, I saw this on the Larry King show, and said, look, you know, first of all, I need to apologize to my former constituents because I was there, and what I saw was real, and it was not of this earth. So it's, you know, I've got all these people coming in on the record talking about what they've seen up close and personal. And that's what the alien interviews is about. If you've got a friend or a pastor that has no idea of what they're looking at, these books, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, and, of course, the alien interviews, gives a really, they're both sort of primers. And after reading those two, it will lead the person to a good understanding of what we're looking at, that these supernatural events are real, are burgeoning, and they're not going away, and we better start to address them.
And, of course, why are they there? What is their significance? If these are aliens, Sydney, are we under attack from aliens, or are they simply manifestations of fallen? fallen angels, supernatural beings coming from another dimension. Of course, that is my belief. That is Lynn's belief. And I think if you really study this and you're coming from a Christian perspective and know the Bible and know history and remember that we're told that, you know, the question was given to our Lord. I mean, what would be the signs of your coming? And as he said, as it was in the days of Noah. And that, I think, is the key to understanding, because there were supernatural beings on earth at that time. They were mating with women and, of course, bringing forth their offspring, the Nephilim. But even more than that, of course, if you study the alien abduction phenomenon here today, it all has to do with sex and reproduction. Would that be a fair statement, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. the abduction phenomena is not going away. And what's chilling about this, what's alarming, researchers and some people that I've talked to who claim to be abductees talk about seeing the hybrids. And the hybrids have, in the last number few years, now can pass as humans. I mean, they don't look... a number of years ago, they looked very much, you know, big black slanted eyes. They did not look human. They're very thin, very sickly looking. Apparently, according to some of these people, that the breeding program is a success, and the breeding program now has produced a hybrid which looks human. Look, I realize, Dr. Stando, a lot of people out there listening to this kind of going, you know, you've got to be kidding me. And yet, when you start to do the research, when you begin to scratch off some of the layers and look underneath and what's there, something is going on. And I believe we're told of this. Look, Jesus himself says that even the elect would be deceived. He also points to men fainting from fear for what is coming upon the earth. Paul gives us a warning in 2 Thessalonians that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. What does that mean? All signs and lying wonders. Is that just ink on a page? And when we start to look at this, what we realize is that there is a deception that's coming. And of course, what is that deception? Well, we're seeing it all around us in movies like Knowing, like the History Channel's Ancient Aliens. And by the way, I was interviewed by the History Channel for 3 hours and will more than likely be appearing on that show sometime in April. And I'll be posting on that on the blog. And I was so excited about that because I was able to give a different perspective as the whole idea of this ancient alien, where simply put, And people need to understand this, that what is happening, and I blogged about this week, is that it's called the alien gospel. I've sort of coined it as the alien gospel. What it means is this, that ET, the extraterrestrial, so-called aliens from galaxies in another part of the universe, whatever, came here and created all life on this planet. They genetically manipulated us from primitive humans. They created our civilizations. They started the world's religions. They're now back. They were worshipped as gods by our ancestors. And they're now back at this critical juncture in human history to sort of bring us into this next rung of our spiritual and societal evolution. What's interesting is that people like Eric von Daniken, Zechariah Sitchin, all promulgate this. The exopolitic movement all are looking to this. I mean, it even fits in with Darwinism in the sense that it creates or it solves the missing link. Where did life really originate? And, of course, if you've seen Ben Stein's movie Expelled, at the end of that, he sits down with, I think it's... Dawkins, and he asked him, where did life come from? And Dawkins, all he can come up with, this premier evolutionist, is to say, well, it must have originated in some galaxy millions of years ago, far, far away. And Stein just goes, looks at him and sort of smirks, because it's an intellectually bankrupt argument. It's circular reasoning. It's sort of a straw man, if you will. And what it does is it usurps what Christians believe. The God of the Bible created life ex nihilo from nothing on this planet. And surely when we look at the deoxyribonucleic double helix DNA spiral of life, as I've come to call it, we can see, and if I think if Darwin had known about this, he would have completely withdrawn his theory of evolution. We see such complexity in that DNA spiral. We see that it's in it is encoded, why does my arm stop growing at a perfect, you know, at just this length? How do my fingers move? How do all these incredible complex systems in my body function together? And how do they all come about functioning perfectly the first time so that another human could be created. And, of course, evolutionists don't have any answers to this. But what's interesting is they're pointing to E.T. as God. And there's an alarming picture, which I saw and blogged about it. It was an article that ran in a U.K. paper. And what it is, instead of Michelangelo's creation of Adam, where you see the hand of God, the finger of God, about to touch Adam's, what that's replaced with, we see Adam's hand, but instead of God's hand, it's a four-finger hand of E.T. And this is the alien gospel, which I just mentioned. This is being promulgated. It's in movies. It's in movies like Knowing, which we saw last year, The Fourth Kind, which talks about the abduction phenomena, Race to Witch Mountain is another one. It's all around us, and yet most people aren't reading between the lines. And eventually, and here's the point, Dr. Stan, when, not if, we see a manifestation in broad daylight, it's too late at that point. It's too late to backpedal and start to figure out what we're looking at, because people will be overwhelmed by what they see.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Theater.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, and back here at the American Freedom Network, is there a supernatural realm? Well, before we go on, Lynn, I want you to go ahead and get out your telephone number and your website, or whatever you'd like to get out. Lynn, are you there?
Absolutely. Yeah, I had myself on mute so I could cough off air. Anyway, yeah, my website is www.lamarzulli.net. LAMARZULLI.net. LAMARZULLI. Marzulli.net. From there, you can go to the blog. Lots of stuff going on the blog. And, of course, it's got links to my radio show, which is tonight at 7 o'clock. We're actually interviewing Dr. Joy Pugh. If you are an abductee and you need counseling or you want to try to get out of this or you've had a sighting or you think you've seen something, you can email me at la@lamarzulli.net. There's also a link at the website, which has my email there, or you can call me. If you don't have a computer and you want to order the books or whatever you want or you talk, or I am available most days, and my number is 310-457-5564. 310-457-5564.
Okay, fine. Now, who's calling in? Somebody?
Yeah, this is Bob. I got a question for Lynn.
Go ahead.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. You know, it's so obvious how certain people in our government and other governments in the world, for that matter, I guess, are just out and out wicked.
Now, speak up just a little louder, please.
Okay. Well, you know, there's so many wicked people in our government and governments around the world. Other than demon possession, what is your view on the possibility that Nephilim are actually in positions or offices of power within our government?
I'm just one guy, and I don't know the answer to that. It's very, very interesting. How much integration is there? Are they behind the scenes? Are they more overt? Are we looking at them now? And I really have no answers to that, other than I do believe, like Dr. Stan, that there are supernatural forces that are behind certain governments in this world. I mean, there's just no doubt. We are racing, accelerating towards the New World Order, which has been prophesied in the scriptures. In the Bible tells us very clearly, one world government, one world religious system. We're told this. And we see that its formation seems to be accelerating. And, of course, to do that, they've got to break the back of the United States, certainly financially, and try to break the spirit of its people. We are sort of, I believe, we're holding it back, literally. But that's slowly eroding around us. Look, as far as the hybrids integrating in society, I've heard reports, and I've had people email me. And, again, these things are, it's hard to pin down. I'm not there. I have to take a person's word. I saw this. These people came to the door. I had an encounter. This type of thing. And some of these people, some of the hybrids literally can pass, and yet they seem to demonstrate certain properties which are beyond human capabilities. I'll leave it at that.
Let me just point out that we do have a little pamphlet. It's put out by the Lucius Trust, used to be known as the Lucifer Publishing House. But, of course, they circulate this. They want their followers to know, so I circulate it too. I want you to know. And there it's entitled The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And they don't talk about, Nephilim or being working in our society. They claim, though, that there is this group of people with supernatural power. They call them the spiritual hierarchy, these highly evolved individuals who have passed through successive reincarnations, because I think they're demonically possessed spirits. But they also talk about how they have their people planted at every level of government. Some of them know exactly what they're doing. In other words, people who identified with these supernatural forces. But others whose minds are under control. And certainly these people simply carry out the agenda without ever understanding that they are being manipulated by this supernatural power. It's fascinating reading. Is it true? Well, that is their interpretation of what's going on. It certainly gives you an idea about what the other side is thinking. Fortunately, we have this. It's available if you get anything from Radio Liberty. Just ask for a copy of The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. We'll be glad to send it to you. We need to know what the other side is doing, and there is another side. It is real. It's not imaginary. Although I have never personally seen a UFO, my wife has. She described it very vividly. But I have seen the bent spoon. I've held it in my hand. It was bent by a major general who worked for our special forces unit involved in contacting the supernatural. And, of course, you pick up that spoon whose handle is bent into a circle, and there's no way that any human being could bend that, and yet a human being tapped into the supernatural was able to do it. So go right ahead.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, I saw my first UFO, and I'll never forget it, when I was about 12 years old. I saw it with three other boys. There were four of us. We were walking up a ravine, Camp Horseshoe, Rising Sun, Maryland, and the lead boy went, "Wow, what's that?" And the two boys behind him went, "Wow, what is that?" And I was the last boy, and I said, "Where?" And they said, "There." And they pointed, and I looked up. And it's a classic disc. This is around 1962. Just sitting there, hovering. It's silver. It's sunlight is glinting off of it. The sky is cloudless, a deep blue sky. And we looked at it for a good 20 seconds, 15 to 25 seconds, somewhere in there. And the thing shot up, straight up into the air, literally in a blink of an eye, it was gone. I mean, just shot up. And was gone. And we ran back to camp saying, "We saw a flying saucer, we saw a UFO." By 6 o'clock that night, the other three boys had denied that they had seen anything because of the ridicule that was heaped upon all of us. And I refused to budge. I know what I had seen, and I wasn't going to change my story. It was my first lesson in herd mentality and how people will, you know, ridicule someone because they've seen something. Look, it happened to Columbus. I think the world is round. Well, Columbus, everyone knows if you sail, you know, west, you will sail off the edge of the earth. The world is flat. And this is exactly what we're seeing today. This phenomena is all around us, and yet people refuse to look at it. They'll poo-poo it. They'll roll their eyes and laugh, but they know nothing about it. They've never done the homework. They've never researched. So the whole point of the alien interviews, look, if you got a skeptic, if you're listening out there, folks, you need to get this book. Because if you've got skeptics, if you're skeptical, after you're reading this, at least you'll come to the conclusion that something is going on. And at that point, what paradigm best fits it? And of course, myself being an ex-pastor and coming from a Christian worldview, what we are looking at is a manifestation of the B'nai Elohim, fallen angels coming back to earth, just as we are told in prophecy by Jesus himself. It's happening, folks, right under our noses. We need to wake up. We need to begin to look at this stuff, become articulated, or become familiar with it so we can articulate an argument to people, and not be ashamed of being a little bit ridiculed. Again, what's going to happen if we see craft manifest over the planet? How are you, the listener, out there right now, ladies and gentlemen, how are you going to deal with that if you see...
Hold on, Todd Lynn. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Hi, this is the Viking with the Radio Free THC Show. You hear me talk about medical marijuana on this station every week. If you or someone you know is looking for a dispensary or would like to get their medical marijuana license, I have no higher recommendation than the Healing House. Their doctors and their staff are second to none. If you would like to contact the Healing House, please do so through their website at healinghousedenver.com or by phone, 720-389-6490.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here, we live in amazing, amazing times. There is a supernatural realm. If you are an evangelical Christian, if you believe in the validity of the scriptures, you believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. How could that happen? If you believe that he was crucified and died and resurrected, how could that happen? If you believe he was able to raise people from the dead, to walk on water, to command the storm to stop, to convert water into wine, these things from a purely material thought could not happen. They had to be supernatural elements. Well, there is a supernatural. I've seen the manifestation of it. Certainly, there's one of the interviews that Lynn describes, where this PhD is interviewing the alien abductees, and he finally comes to the amazing conclusion after seeing the similarity of the stories that it's true. Why don't you tell that story, Lynn? Because I think it's so apropos of what we're trying to get people to understand.
And Dr. Stan, specifically, what story?
Where the PhD actually comes to the conclusion that it's really true after interviewing all the alien abductees.
Yeah, this is Dr. Jacobs, Dr. David Jacobs, who is a secular professor of history at Temple University, and he actually received a doctorate because he actually looked at he did his doctoral thesis on the alien abduction phenomena. And at that time, this is decades ago, he was like the first person ever to do a doctoral thesis on that, which is sort of fascinating. And he talks about reaching or interviewing people and looking at the phenomena strictly from a skeptic's point of view, believing that these people, maybe a psychotic breakdown, a break with reality, psychotic episodes, that type of thing, or maybe they were delusional, on drugs, whatever. And after a series of months and different interviews, he came to realize that the phenomena was real, that there was no collusion between these different people, that they were from all walks of life, that, in fact, these people were, in other ways, perfectly sane, except for these one incidents of being taken in the night, being abducted, of course, against their will. And he went into sort of a shock tailspin, where he said, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, for about 6 months, trying to get his head around it. Now, this is decades ago, and he's since, he's written books about this and talks about them. Does a lot of talk radio, a lot of interviews, and he was gracious enough to consent to a written interview with me and comes on the record in the Alien Interview book. He believes, like I do, that the phenomena is malevolent, that it is evil, that it's even pernicious, that the end game here is not favorable to humanity. He disagrees, or we don't agree necessarily, as to what the cause, who's behind this, and that's fine. But we do agree that the phenomena is real, it is burgeoning, and it's not going away. And here's exactly the point I'm trying to make, Dr. Stan. It's, what are you, the listener out there, going to do if you see a mile wide or 2 mile wide or 3 mile wide crap, and you say, Lynn, please. Well, let me just give you one example. In 2007, two pilots were flying over the English Channel, two different airplanes flying over the English Channel, okay? There's a radar operator in England. One pilot says, we're seeing something which is huge, which shouldn't be there. It's about a mile wide. It's humongous. It's there. The radar operator picked it up on radar. The pilot in the second plane also went on the record with his broadcasting back to the tower that we see it to. It was confirmed. Witnesses in the plane saw this. The craft, Dr. Stan, was over a mile wide. Over a mile wide. Tracked on radar, multiple witnesses, two different pilots and two different airplanes. This isn't swamp gas. It's not lenticular clouds. It's not weather balloons. It's craft. In fact, another craft materialized next behind it, and these craft flew at the plane, and when they got very close to it, they just suddenly disappeared. Just disappeared. This is the type of stuff we're looking at. Well, it's like the movie V, here again, where we're being inundated with the so-called extraterrestrial ET presence. The television series V, which was aired, of course, last fall, and I don't know if the series is going to pick up again, but it was exactly the scenario that I write about. All of a sudden, hundreds of these huge craft are flying over or stationary or stationed over the cities of the world. People are looking up, and many people believe that this will be our Messiah. Well, let me ask you this, the people who are listening right now. Ladies and gentlemen, if there's a war in the Middle East, and I believe it's coming, it's prophesied 2,600 years ago in the book of Ezekiel. He prophesied this Ezekiel 38-39 scenario. It appears from my perspective that things are ramping up towards that. If there's a nuclear exchange, this will cause the greatest fear that humankind has ever known collectively. And from that fear, the Luciferians, going back to Lucius Trust and all that that Dr. Stan mentioned, this is the perfect time for them to manifest. And what will they manifest? They'll manifest what I've been writing about. These huge craft that are now back to save us. And mankind, most people will look at this and welcome some sort of a savior. And this is what I believe, Dr. Stan, is the coming great deception. We're warned. Let me just close with this. We're warned in 2 Thessalonians that before the advent of the Antichrist, there will be a great falling away. And the word there is apostasia in the Greek, which means apostasy. It means an open rebellion. I have almost done an exhaustive study on this. There are those people that believe it refers to the rapture. It never refers to the rapture. The word is apostasy. It talks about a great falling away, which will happen, which immediately begs the question, what would cause a great falling away before the Antichrist is revealed? How do we get a one-world religious system? Well, it's all there. Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, the alien interviews, step by step, specifically in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, talks about how we do get there. And so if you're a skeptic, these two books are certainly a good primer. They'll open your eyes to the phenomena that supernatural events are happening all around us right now. We need to wake up.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think your message is very, very important, Lynn. This is why we like to have you on. I think that people have to realize that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. God bless you. Talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Take care.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, why is this subject important? Because there is a supernatural element, because there is another dimension, and there is a spiritual war taking place in that dimension between the forces of light and the forces of darkness, a battle that has taken place since the inception of civilization and probably long before that. It's not imaginary, it's real. Their ultimate goal, the dark side, a one world government, a one world financial system, the destruction of Christianity, and that's why they took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. We can't mention God in schools. We can open Congress with a prayer. The Supreme Court can open with a prayer, but don't you dare mention God in our schools. What's wrong with that? Can you explain that to me? Well, very, very simply, there's a conspiracy against God, and there is a vast conspiracy involves politics, every aspect of society. You see it on television, you see it in the movies. You read about it every day in the newspaper, the way they slant the news and glorify homosexuality. Why do they want to glorify homosexuality? Why, of course, homosexuals die early. And 1 in 3 lesbians gets breast carcinoma. And these people relish the thought of course, of the destruction of the homosexuals. They want to encourage homosexuality. Nothing going on makes sense today unless you understand this spiritual battle. Well, let me suggest Lynn's book. It's called Alien Interviews. It's available from Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. We carry a book called Alien Intervention. We carry an excellent DVD on UFOs by our friend Bob Fletcher. Now, he doesn't understand or accept the thesis that these are demonic manifestations. He thinks they're from another dimension, from outer space, but the DVD is excellent. We recommend it. It is just the conclusion we disagree with, but the you will certainly understand that this is very real. Certainly, Barry Shamus has a DVD he put together over in Israel when there was a numerous sightings there, and you may want to get that from Barry next time we have him on. Remember that, you need to have the information, and you need to help us get it out. Our telephone number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret, on the Financial Armageddon, and of course the trilogy on the Secret Mystery, which gets into the secret architecture of our nation's capital. And once you recognize that Washington, D.C. is an occult center, the architecture there is founded on the occult, the signs of the zodiac and of demonism are every place. And yet, nobody will tell you that. Once you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. And you can understand why America has their troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world as we move to maintain our empire on the way to world government. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. 8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor, checking on their welfare.